Are you disturbed? Let God's word encourage you. Let brothers and sisters encourage you through the word of God. Going through trials? Let God, through his word, as you humbly go to it, believing what he says, let it strengthen you and comfort you. That's the only solution.
Welcome to this midweek edition of Equipping the Saints. Equipping the Saints is a daily radio outreach from Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina. And Greg, for those facing hard times today, this is an encouraging portion of Scripture.
Dave, yes it is. It's very encouraging. So let's get right to it. If you have a Bible handy, turn with us to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, and we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 5.
Well, be sure to stay with us for the end of today's broadcast. Greg will join us in studio with some practical application, and I'll also be back with information on how you can obtain messages from the series for your own library. Now, let's join Greg for today's teaching.
Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, and he will, notice what he says, he will remind you of all my ways which are in Christ Jesus, and then notice what he says, just as I teach everywhere in every church. Timothy's going to remind you of the word of God that I teach. That which I follow, he's saying. That which I obey in that context. Timothy's going to share the word of God. He's going to remind you of what Paul teaches in every church. And so back in our passage, Paul is sending Timothy to strengthen and encourage them as to the faith. Some of you need encouragement. Some of you need strengthening. In regards to your faith in Jesus, get into the Word of God and let him build you up and encourage you. But I want to encourage you also, this doesn't happen unless there's a humility also. We see this process being done in the context of humble prayer also. One last passage, turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul says, finally, brethren, pray for us that the Word may spread, where the Lord may spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it also did with you, and that we may be delivered from perverse and evil men, for not all have faith, saying, pray for us, that we'd be delivered. And then notice what he says about them being delivered. But the Lord is faithful, and he will sterizo you. He will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. Brothers and sisters, not only do we go to the word of God, but we go to the God of the word, and we ask him to help us, to strengthen us, to encourage us. In the context of humility, we come to his word. We tremble at his word. So then, the Apostle Paul said, therefore, when we could endure it no longer, we thought it best to be left behind in Athens alone. We sent Timothy, our brother, and God's fellow worker in the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you as to your faith. Do you need encouragement? Do you need strengthening? Let God do it through his word. He does it through his people too. Hopefully he's doing it through me right now as his word is going out for you. Listen to the word of God. Let people bring it to you. Sometimes we shut out the people who are actually trying to help us in the difficulties. Let the Lord bring you the word of God to strengthen you and encourage you. Paul sent Timothy to stabilize, to build and encourage them in their faith through the word. And that's what God desires to do for us. When you're going through difficulties, know the Lord loves you. And listen to his word and let others encourage you with it and strengthen you. Let God do it ultimately, that your eyes would stand firm and stay on Christ. Do you see why it's so important to be in fellowship with other believers in the body of Christ, to be built up through the word of God, to humbly receive it in the context of prayer? Now, obviously we can't gather together right now, but we can call, we can encourage, we can do all these things. It's so important. Listen to the word and let yourself be encouraged and strengthened that you would stand firm in Jesus. Not one of us should be waffling and faltering because of this corona thing. Come on, we shouldn't be, but yet we're tempted to. And God loves us. He doesn't want it to be that way. That's not his will. He wants us to be strengthened and encouraged. Let him do it through his word, brothers and sisters. Let him do it. Receive it like the Thessalonians did and like they did Timothy, as we'll see. So, how are we to endure the difficulties that come upon us? First of all, we need to remember God uses his word to strengthen and encourage us as to the faith. But secondly, as we're going to see here from our passage, we need to know there are dangers to our faith, and we need to know what they are so that we can allow God to protect us from those dangers as we encounter them in difficult situations. Indeed, the Apostle Paul was very concerned for these Thessalonians' faith in the context of suffering and temptations. And we're going to see two specific areas of temptation, one on the inside and one from the outside, and they're both dangerous. Therefore, when we could endure it no longer, we thought it best to be left behind in Athens alone, and we sent Timothy, our brother and God's fellow worker in the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you as to your faith, so that no man may be disturbed by these afflictions. For you yourselves know that we have been destined for this. Here's the reason why he sent Timothy in the regards to their faith, why they needed to be strengthened and encouraged, because he was concerned that they might be disturbed by these afflictions, so that no man may be disturbed by these afflictions. The term affliction speaks of pressure, thlipsis. The Thessalonians were encountering great physical, mental, and spiritual pressure because of what they were suffering. We understand that, don't we? Sometimes we apply it to ourselves, but they were encountering that. And the term disturbed is an interesting term. It literally means the wag of a tail, speaking of a dog, going to and fro. And in the passive voice here, it speaks of being carried away emotionally by circumstances. Isn't that the danger we have? It sure is. Being shaken, disturbed, or unsettled. Being wagged back and forth in our emotions. Is this not what happens when our eyes get pulled off Jesus onto our circumstances? We get disturbed and carried away emotionally. Is this not the temptation we have from the inside, by the way, to be carried away emotionally? Remember when Jesus came to the disciples in the boat, walking on the water, and he called Peter to come on out, and Peter was walking out. You can read this in Matthew chapter 14. When was it when Peter started sinking? When he pulled his eyes off Jesus and saw the waves and the storm, that's when he started sinking. And Jesus said, why did you doubt? He talked about you have little faith. You see, when we're in the storms of life and the difficulties, our eyes get pulled off Jesus. And we can become emotionally disturbed by these afflictions. And guess what? Nothing is going to help you apart from God through his word strengthening and encouraging you. That is the solution. He says, send Timothy to do that so that no man may be disturbed by these afflictions. Some of you have been emotionally carried away by the suffering you're going through. God loves you. He doesn't want that to happen. So let him strengthen you and encourage you through his word, even by his people. Let him do that. He sent Timothy specifically through Paul. He sent Timothy to do that. He loves you. Maybe there are some around you that are trying to help you. You're emotionally being distressed by what's going on, and people are calling you. Say, hey, trust the Lord. You've got to listen to them. Rely on him. They're sharing his word with you. Listen. Allow God's word to encourage you and strengthen you. And he will do so. That's his will if you'll let him. You'll believe the truth. Now notice the Apostle Paul reminds them of the reality that we are all destined for these temporal afflictions, and they knew it. Middle of verse 3, for you yourselves know, and it's in a tense, you've known in the past, you still know it, you know this, we know it too, brothers and sisters, even though we don't think about it at times. For you yourselves know that we have been destined for this. The term destined speaks of being set or placed. This is our destiny. In a sense, we've been destined for this temporarily. Some affliction in this life before the glories to follow. We know it. And we need to be reminded. Otherwise, we'll be shaken when the stuff comes. What did Jesus say in John 16, 33? These things I have spoken to you that you may have peace. That's the desire. In the world, you have tribulation. No doubt. But take courage. I have overcome the world. What did Paul tell Timothy? Indeed, those who desire to live godly will be persecuted. Maybe it was at work. Maybe it's through a spouse, a family members, whatever it might be. Maybe it's at church. And so we see here in Philippians 1:29, for to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. It's been granted to us. We've been destined for it. What does James say? Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. They're going to encounter them, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, that you would be complete and lacking nothing. The reality is, you know we're destined for this. You know in this world we're going to have trouble. You know you're going to have difficulty for Christ. You know it, that we've been destined for this. Don't forget it. You need to know that. Don't get blindsided, because there is the sufferings for the glories to follow. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction, that's our word, lipsis, is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things are seen, you need to think about that, brothers and sisters, but at the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal. The things that are not seen are eternal. Paul says in Romans chapter 8:18, for I consider the sufferings of this present time to be not worthy to be compared to the glory. That means he was focusing on the glory to be revealed. If you're looking at what God has promised us, then you start seeing this stuff in life as much different than what you think it is. Much less in terms of its power, in a sense, over you. It has no power over you if you yield to Christ, you trust him, because he's going to use it for good. For you yourselves know that we have been destined for this. Then notice what he says. The affliction was predicted, and it did come. He says, verse 4, for indeed while we were with you, that's the first 3 weeks of their salvation. Doesn't sound like a health and wealth gospel to me. Sounds like you came to faith and now you're going to have trouble. Yes, you are, temporarily, but it's only temporal. For indeed, while we were with you, we kept telling you over and over again in advance that we were going to suffer affliction. Now, the we includes Paul also, but it includes them, I believe. So it came to pass, as you know. Paul was with them for a couple of weeks. He taught them deep spiritual truth right away. You come to Christ, there is temporal suffering, but there's the glories to follow, and there are no comparison. But there is suffering. Don't get caught off guard. Don't get blindsided. But yet, with that said, Paul didn't come and say at this point, just get over it. You knew it was going to come. What does he do? No, he's concerned for their faith, because God is a gracious God, and he's concerned. So he sends Timothy to strengthen and encourage them with the word as to their faith, so that they would not be internally disturbed. Are you disturbed? Let God's word encourage you. Let brothers and sisters encourage you through the word of God. Going through trials? Let God, through his word, as you humbly go to it, believing what he says, let it strengthen you and comfort you. That's the only solution. You know, it's amazing at times as I counsel over the years, so many people want me to encourage them and strengthen them. Ultimately, I can't do that. They have to respond to the word of God that God brings through me. It's God's word that's going to encourage you and strengthen you. It's not me or someone else. It's God through that person if you're willing to listen to the word of God. So listen and be strengthened and encouraged, because God's will is for you to be so. So then he was concerned about the temptation from the inside, but notice there's also a temptation from the outside. From the outside. Verse 5. For this reason, when I could endure it no longer, I also sent to find out about your faith. For this reason, the fact that they're destined for affliction, it's coming and it came. He says, when I could endure it no longer, I also sent to find out about your faith. Paul's reflecting the nature of Christ, our great shepherd who loves us and is concerned about our faith. Again, he doesn't say just get over it. He says, I sent Timothy to strengthen and encourage you. I couldn't endure it any longer. I need to find out about your faith. How are you doing in Jesus? Are you trusting him or not? Are you believing what he said or not? Are you focused on him or the circumstances? Very concerned. I also sent to find out about your faith. Again, in the midst of afflictions and dangers and trials, that's when our faith wavers, when we pull our eyes off Jesus, become emotionally disturbed, don't let it happen. If it has happened, let God strengthen you. Confess your unbelief. Let God strengthen you and encourage you. There is great dangers in the midst of trials. Notice Paul says, for fear that the tempter might have tempted you. Verse 5, and our labor should be in vain. There's another thing going on here. First of all, I didn't want you to be disturbed about that, but also there's something else. The tempter is out there. For fear that the tempter might have tempted you, and our labor should be in vain. There is the great danger in the midst of trials that we might succumb to Satan's temptation. The devil's called the tempter, and he tempts us to doubt God's word, what God has said. He tempts us to focus on our trials, to see things from the human perspective. And folks, he's looking for one of you to destroy. Scripture says he prowls about like a roaring lion. Take a look at 1 Peter chapter 5. And the context is trials, by the way, where he prowls around. He wants to destroy you so that you will just be disturbed and destroyed in your lack of faith in Jesus in the midst of these trials. 1 Peter 5:8. Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. But resist him firm in your faith. Believe the truth concerning Jesus and what he said. Knowing, notice this, you got to know this, knowing you're just where you're supposed to be. Your other brothers and sisters are suffering too. Knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are around the world. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Paul was concerned about their faith, that the tempter might have gotten to him. Tempted to have their eyes pulled off Jesus and onto the trials. Tempted to be focused on the things of this world, not the things of Christ. Tempted to be myopic about things, to see just what's happening rather than to see it through the sovereignty of God and his love for us. What are Satan's temptations? He tempts us to doubt God's word, to doubt him, to focus on our own will, our own ways, and what's happening in the world rather than the things above. But resist him, firm in the faith. Firm in the truth that God has revealed, believing it and trusting in Jesus. And notice, he was concerned that the tempter might have got a hold of their thinking, that their labor should be in vain. This is very interesting. End of verse 5, and our labor be in vain. What was their labor? Their labor was sharing the word, that they would be built up. Paul said in Colossians chapter 1 that we proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man, that we might present every man complete in Christ. And for this purpose, I also labor, striving according to his power, which mightily works within me. The labor was declaring Christ, admonishing and teaching. And if we respond, we're changed. But if we don't, then that labor is in vain. And if Satan gets a hold of us, that labor is in vain. But there's another element to this. Not only does Satan tempt us to doubt God, he also tempts us to not see those who bring the word rightly so that we won't listen to the word. You say, how am I going to say this? How would their labor be in vain? Notice what he's saying. We see that Satan tempts us to doubt, but he also tempts believers to see those who bring the word wrongly, that the labor would be in vain. How did I get this? Just keep reading. Look at verse 6. But now that Timothy has come to us from you and brought us good news of your faith and love, and then notice what else he says, and that you always think kindly of us, longing to see us just as we also long to see you. Good news, your faith and love, but also good news, you have the right view of us. You long to see us. You see, earlier the Apostle Paul was defending himself because of those bad guys who were trying to slander him and thus the word that came through him. Thus it would be in vain. Satan's ways have not changed. We've seen that around here where Satan uses wicked men and deceived brethren to malign ministry. And how do they do that? They attack the one who brings the word. And guess what the result is? The labor in their lives and the people that follow them is in vain. Paul was concerned about that, that Satan would have got to him. But folks, resist him, firm in the faith. Let God strengthen and encourage you through His Word. So then how can we stand firm in the midst of suffering and difficulties? Remember, God uses His Word, and often it's through His servants. It certainly is, to strengthen and encourage us. Remember, there are real dangers to standing firm in the faith, that we might be emotionally tossed to and fro rather than trusting Christ. Secondly, that Satan might tempt us to doubt God's Word and put disparity on those who bring the Word. And lastly, notice, not only do we need to know that God does this and watch out for the dangers, we need to respond. Now, we don't have time to look at this, so I'm just going to read it briefly and point out, look at their response. We need to receive the Word and respond. Verse 6, "But now that Timothy has come to us from you and has brought good news of your faith and love," hey, good news, their trust in the Lord, and their loving one another, "and that you always think kindly of us, longing to see us as we also long to see you." Hey, Paul couldn't endure it any longer, but he's got the good news. They're walking with the Lord, as evidenced by their faith and love and desire to see Paul. "For this reason, brethren, in all our distress and affliction, we were comforted about you through your faith." Through your faith. That's it. "For now, we really live if you stand firm in the Lord." Again, no time to go through this today, but just grasp the main point. We need to not only know that God strengthens and encourages through the Word, we need to know not only that there's dangers, we need to respond in faith. It's time to respond in faith, brothers and sisters. We should not be waffling in our faith in the midst of what's going to happen financially because of this virus. We should not be waffling at all. We should be going to the Word of God and trusting Him and believing what He said and seeing things through eternal realities and letting God, the God of all comfort, comfort us in our afflictions. We should be different. And that response is good news. And that encourages those, as we will see, who share the Word. Those who have the heart of our Savior, who want us to be strengthened and encouraged. So then, how does God take away spiritual instability? How does He strengthen us and comfort us in regards to our faith? He uses the Word to do it as we humbly depend on Him. Some of you have been emotionally carried away. Not for Christ, but out of this virus thing, you've been emotionally carried away. God is gracious. God is kind. He doesn't want you to be emotionally carried away. He wants to strengthen and encourage you. Would you let Him do it? I pray you've done so today. Some of you have allowed Satan to devour you in a sense. Your faith is waffling. Your attitudes towards His people and His Word are waffling. Confess and let God strengthen and encourage you, because the same sufferings are going on with His people around the world. And God will personally strengthen, establish, and build you up. He's faithful. Brothers and sisters, we need to allow God, through His Word, to strengthen and encourage us in difficulties.
If you've just joined us, you've been listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. Greg's message today is from his series in the book of 1 Thessalonians. Now, you can hear today's message again by visiting our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message or other messages are available at our website as well. And as a part of the ministry of Equipping the Saints, all our audio resources are available at no cost to you, thanks to the Lord's provision through the faithful support of friends of this broadcast. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free, 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Greg, as we wrap up today's broadcast, what's our takeaway?
Well, Dave, the takeaway is simply this. It's just as I shared in the end of the broadcast. You see, as we encounter the inevitable difficulties for following Christ, we need to allow Him to strengthen us and encourage us through His Word. Well, how are you doing? Are you struggling because the good fight of faith is difficult? Remember, The same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
As we close today's broadcast, it's our prayer that the Word of God has done its work in your life and that you've been challenged and encouraged to follow Christ more closely. If you'd like a complimentary CD of today's broadcast, call us toll-free at 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. And if you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Well, we hope you'll make plans to join us again tomorrow, right here for another edition of Equipping the Saints. Equipping the Saints is a broadcast ministry of Equipping Bible Church.